This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A two-vehicle collision allegedly involving a drunk driver sent five people to the emergency room Tuesday night in Bethel. The driver of a pickup truck crashed into a Cusco cab, injuring everyone involved. The truck driver, Jerry David, age 53, of Bethel, has been arrested and charged with a DUI and four counts of assault in the third degree. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
A driver and two passengers were in the cab, a driver and one passenger in the pickup truck. Everyone involved but the truck driver was in their early to late 20s. Bethel police officer Scott Quittam responded to the scene just before 7 p.m. on Tuesday. The two damaged vehicles were stopped on the right side of Tower Road near Everett's Air Cargo on a curve.
On the other side, there were cars lined up. There were people everywhere.
A cab passenger was administering first aid to another cab passenger lying conscious with a head wound on the roadside.
He was assisting by supporting her head and trying to manage the bleeding before medics arrived.
Another cab passenger was tending to the cab driver who was still inside his vehicle. The truck passenger, Officer Quittam described as, quote, extremely shooken up. Meanwhile, the truck driver was standing beside his pickup.
I had people yelling, he's a driver, he's drunk, he's a passenger. So it was a little chaotic there at the beginning.
Multiple people identifying themselves as a doctor or EMT began tending to the victims. Another bystander began directing traffic. An ambulance quickly arrived and transported the injured to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's emergency room. Onlookers told Officer Quittam that the pickup had been driving 45 to 60 miles per hour around a curve when the collision with the loaded cab occurred.
The front of the vehicle on the pickup struck the driver's side front fender at an angle.
Officer Quittam did not know the extent of the injuries of the people involved, but could say that no one was flown to Anchorage for more advanced medical care. The truck driver admitted to consuming alcohol, and a blood sample has been sent to the Anchorage Crime Lab for a toxicology test. The driver's blood alcohol level could not be measured through a breathalyzer test in Bethel because of his injuries. The cab has been transported to the police station as evidence. As of Wednesday morning, the truck remained at the crash site off the roadway, expected to be towed later. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And KYUK is continuing its series profiling candidates for Bethel City Council. Today, KYUK's Greg Kim brings us Cece Franco.
Cece Franco moved to Bethel from Rocky River, Ohio, about 3 years ago to work as a Jesuit volunteer at the Tundra Women's Coalition. After 2 years of JV service, she decided to stay in Bethel. Currently, she works for the state of Alaska as a local government specialist. Franco also served as chair of the Bethel City Finance Committee for the past year. As a committee member, she noticed an improvement when the city hired the new finance director. If elected, she wants to focus on filling Bethel's remaining city job vacancies.
I really want to make sure that we take our time to find people who are fit and who would work well with our community.
Franco acknowledges that she's relatively new to Bethel.
Ideally, someone who is from the region would be running for this position. But as a member of this community and as a member of the finance committee, I've been experiencing a lot of frustrations with the way city council is operating, with the city as a whole.
And she thinks her personality would be a welcome addition to council.
I also am really big on motivating, keeping everyone positive and happy. If council can work together more to kind of see eye to eye that we're all here working together, trying our best to serve the community of Bethel, then hopefully we can be a little more positive.
Cece Franco also wants to make improvements to Bethel's roads and water and sewage systems. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
You can listen to Bethel City Council candidate Cece Franco's full Coffee at KYUK interview online at kyuk.org. And the U.S. House is due to vote today on a bill that would close the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to possible oil and gas development. The anti-drilling bill's chances of passing in the Senate and becoming law are almost zero, but Democratic Congress members, including sponsor Jared Huffman of California, are rallying behind it anyway.
Now, this is a simple bill. It reflects the proposition that surely most Americans would agree with, that there are some places so special, so wild, so spectacular, that they have to be off limits to being despoiled by oil and gas development.
The Huffman bill would reverse the section of the 2017 tax bill that requires the Department of Interior to hold oil lease sales on the coastal plain of the refuge in the northeast corner of Alaska. At a rally in front of the Capitol, Huffman and other supporters drew attention to the recent job switch of former Assistant Interior Secretary Joe Balash. Balash, an Alaskan, resigned from his federal post last month and took an job with Oil Search, a company that's expanding in Alaska. Huffman says Balash worked to open Anwar to exploration when he was with the government, then went to work for a company positioned to profit from that exploration.
Make no mistake, this administration is a wholly owned subsidiary of the oil and gas industry.
Balash has said he violated no ethics rules and will abide by lobbying restrictions. He and other Anwar development supporters say the area can be developed without damaging the land or wildlife. Meanwhile, Alaska Congressman Don Young and other Republicans in the House pressed yesterday for more energy development on public lands. A Republican bill introduced Wednesday is called the American Energy First Act. Young says it promotes development in the National Petroleum Reserve and would allow Alaska to get revenue sharing from oil and gas production in federal waters off the state's shores. The bill has little chance of passing the Democratic-led House. And finally, over 76,000 Alaska students took statewide math and English tests this spring. The state shared the results last week, and as K200's Zoe Gruskin reports, there's plenty of room for improvement.
Alaska students in grades 3 through 9 took the tests this spring. Just 2 out of 5 earned at least a proficient score in English language arts. That number is even lower for math. Exactly what proficient means varies by grade level, but for example, to earn that score on the math test, a student in fifth grade has to be able to multiply and divide multi-digit numbers, among other things. For the English test, a fifth grader needs a good grasp on figurative language. This is the third year the state has used this test, called the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS. Assessments Administrator Isaac Paulson says the scores aren't much of a change.
We're down slightly from where we were last year.
But up slightly from the year before that. Paulson says there's not enough data to talk about long-term trends. The state has already published every school district's scores online. School districts can use the results to evaluate programs and inform funding decisions. Students will receive their individual scores, but the state is looking at the big picture. The scores help the state determine which schools need the most support. Erin Hardin, Special Assistant to the Education Commissioner, says a major goal of the state is closing achievement gaps between different groups of students.
When you look at, say, our economically disadvantaged students, our English learners, our students with disabilities, their results compared to all students, there are large gaps in achievement.
The state is now in the process of determining which Alaska schools need the most support. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukton News coming up.